There are only a handful of people in the world who know the art of playing live piano for silent films. Stuart Oderman is one of the best. He's played at the Cinémathèque in Paris, the Athens Film Festival, and he has been resident pianist at the Museum of Modern Art's film series for the last 35 years. According to Oderman, it all began by hanging around a candy store.
All right, I'm going back to 1953, Newark, New Jersey. I had a job at 13 working in a candy store, and I was making sodas and everything else. And one day, I was told, here's a bag, can you take these over to that store? Now, I didn't know what was in the bag, it was just pieces of paper. And I looked in there, and I was reading a lot of Damon Runyon. And I knew those slips that would say the name Vito, 492. Frank, 627. And I knew these were numbers. What I was doing is I was a bag man for a local Newark bookie. This man was known as the Al Capone of New Jersey. And I said, why don't you put donuts and powdered sugar on top of the paper bag, because there is a bakery in that direction. And if a car is going to meet me in that direction and stops in front of the bakery, there's no problem. And the man for whom I ran said, oh, the kid's got talent. I would work for an hour and a half, and I delivering the betting slips to a bakery, and I would get $10. That was very, very good money. And I had to think of how can I get rid of this money, because I told my mother I was getting $5. And I wanted to go to New York. My parents had taken me to New York to see The King and I, and I memorized the bus route. Shall we dance? And I could go to the matinee for $1.25, set up in the balcony with the gods and see the best musicals or dramas in town. Shall we then say goodnight? Now, on one of those days, I was reading the New Yorker magazine just to see what's playing in movie theaters, and they said they listed the Museum of Modern Art, silent films, live piano. So I went to New York, I went up to the Museum of Modern Art, and I sat and I watched the silent film, but not as much watching the film. I was watching the man playing the piano. The pianist was a wonderful musician named Arthur Kleiner. And what he played matched the action on the screen. And at that moment in my life, I was then 14 years old, I said, I want to play the piano for silent films. And this is what I wanted to do. I just fell in love with the past. And one of these stolen matinee days, seated next to me was Lillian Gish. I sat down, she sat down next to me, and I said, oh, I know who you are. You're Lillian Gish. And Miss Gish said to me, young man, you belong in school. What are you doing out of school? And I said, I want to watch silent films. And I said, I want to be a film pianist like Mr. Kleiner. And Miss Gish said, do you know Mr. Kleiner? I said, no, I don't. So she took my hand, took me down the aisle to meet Arthur Kleiner. He became my piano teacher, and Miss Gish became my pen pal for the next 50 years of our lives. But I stopped running numbers, I would say, around May of 1954, only because it was boring. There was nobody colorful. You didn't have any gangsters, gun mollies coming in that looked like Marie Windsor or June Havoc or Claire Trevor. These were just regular ladies. You know, is Frank here? And it was that kind of thing. Tell Frank I was here. It wasn't colorful ladies with mink stoles and anything. No, I wish it were. Now, this is my 46th year of playing for the films. And now when I watch these films, I'm saying, oh, I worked with her. Oh, she sat next to me at the piano bench. Whether it's Marlene Dietrich or Douglas Fairbanks Jr. or Colleen Moore or Lillian Gish or Gloria Swanson, I worked with these people. I'm now part of that generation, which is what I've always wanted to be. And so you become as timeless as their art is, because you are there. And that's really what art is all about.
Pianist Stuart Oderman, who also performed all the piano music you just heard. He has also written biographies of Lillian Gish and Fatty Arbuckle. Our story was produced by Theo Zimmerman. If a piece of music or a movie or a painting has ever changed your life, please write to us through studio360.org and tell us about it. I'm Kurt Anderson. You have been listening to Studio 360, and I hope you'll join us again for next week's show. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Carrie Hillman,
Arun Roth,
David Krasnow,
Lital Malad,
Michelle Siegel,
Ave Carrillo,
Derek John,
Sarah Lilly,
Eric Malinsky,
Chris Roos,
Sarah Birnbaum,
Julian Russo.
And our theme music is by David Van Tegum.
Studio 360 is funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Horace W. Goldsmith Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Studio 360's series on creativity and science is supported in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.
I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other.
After you write a great zillion-selling pop song like Allison, how do you top yourself?
When you stand on a corner flag and all the girls you see that do like I say and let those ladies.
I'm Kurt Anderson. Join me and Elvis Costello next time in Studio 360 from PRI.
I just try to tell you that's how you got